Here are 20 questions to ponder and discuss. First, ask yourself the following questions about how you care for your husband or wife. Then discuss the questions with your companion by asking, how am I doing and how might we improve?
1. Do I actually feel that my spouse is my very best friend?
2. Do I care for my mate in a way that helps him or her feel that I am a best friend?
3. How accepting am I of my spouse, even though I'm more aware of his or her flaws than anyone else?
4. What changes might I make that would improve my acceptance of my spouse?
5. How well do I know and understand my mate?
6. Do our conversations focus on helping me understand my spouse's opinions and feelings?
7. Do I ask questions to increase my awareness, sensitivity, and appreciation for my marriage partner as a person?
8. Do I treat my spouse with dignity, courtesy, and kindness?
9. Do I pay sufficient attention to my spouse so that he or she feels respected?
10. Is my respect for my spouse driven by internal or external factors?
11. Do I honor my partner in exercising agency to make choices?
12. How strong is my commitment to my partner and to our relationship?
13. Am I willing to persevere in working through challenges with my spouse?
14. Do my actions, thoughts, and feelings reinforce my commitment to being completely faithful to my soulmate?
15. Do I rejoice in my spouse's successes?
16. Do I actively seek out opportunities to affirm my spouse by expressing positive feelings to him or her?
17. Am I there for my spouse, especially during his or her downtime?
18. Do I know the ways in which my spouse prefers that I support him or her? Do I apply the Platinum Rule and ask my spouse what he or she wants?
19. What additional things can I do to show how much I care for my spouse?
20. What else have we learned about the care practice, not from this book, that we can apply to our benefit?
Now what? After evaluating where you are in the care practice by answering the questions, review the applications and use the KISS Marriage Maker to set goals to improve those areas that need help. You might want to concentrate on one area for a week or two, then move on to another area. This is an effective way to specifically improve and see the results of your efforts.